On Shome FM, we're speaking with Gene Simmons, the bass player from the group Kiss. Kiss was appearing tonight at the Montreal Forum with Cheap Trick, and we're still talking with him on the phone.
And Gene is still talking with Bobby on the phone right here in the hotel.
I must admit that it's kind of disappointing that you couldn't come, but I do understand that you've got sound checks and you've got to get ready for the show, and it's quite a big thing, and you do have, you know, to get ready along in advance, so you couldn't make it at the station.
I mean, you can get an idea of what it takes to put on a show even before going in there by looking at the number of trucks that are parked outside the forum. You know, we've got those 18-wheeler jobs, yeah. And there's how many of them? 5, 6. And there's so much equipment in there, and for us to put on a good show, we have to do a lot of preparation beforehand. I'd love to come down, you know, and say hello to you people, but there's so much preparation involved. And if we want to put on a good show, you know, you've just got to care enough to go down there and make sure everything's fine.
It takes time. There's some people downstairs here in the radio station sitting down there, and they knew you weren't coming, but they just wanted to be here to hear the interview.
Oh, that's so nice.
And that's, but
we've got the best fans in the world. There's no question about that. From the people that put on the makeup to the people that just want to be around the shows, I think they're our fans. They're the best.
Isn't that a way, though, frightening, knowing that you have all this big influence on a lot of the very young people?
I don't think we've got any influence at all. I think people that buy Kiss records and go to see Kiss concerts want to have a good time, period. We're not here to tell anybody what to think or who to vote for or what to say, and none of our songs have anything to do with that. The only thing our tunes hopefully have is some catchy melodies, something you can sing along with, and our shows hopefully are the greatest show on, you know, is the greatest show on earth, and that's all. We don't try to thinking that we're...
I understand you don't, but I mean you could if it could get into bad hands.
True, but I mean, why would I want to tell anybody what to do when I've got a tough time figuring out what to do with myself? If you get the gist of what I'm saying.
No, I understand.
People that set themselves up on pedestals that know the secret of life, just watch out for them, because they probably don't.
They don't live up to what they say, usually.
That's right. That's right. That's the truth.
Are there any things you can say about the show that won't spoil it for the people going?
Sure. I will say this, that it's a completely different show with completely different music, and it's a show that... Well, if you took the money that it cost to put the show together, you could probably buy a couple of blocks of Montreal.
So that tells a lot right there.
Let's be serious just for a second. If I told you what the show was like, why would you... I mean, what would be the surprise?
No, I understand that. I don't.
Justin told you how he did his trick. Then what's the trick?
Yeah. I mean, we are aware that when we go and see Kiss, and maybe some people tonight are going there just to see... You know, they don't even know you more than the fact that you do a great show on stage, and this could bring you some new fans or people that will like you for your music, and otherwise also for the fact that you do such a great show on stage.
Yeah.
Because even we hear about the shows of Kiss. It's supposed to be just unbelievable and incredible.
I know, and that's what we work for. I mean, the point is, a Kiss show is meant to entertain maybe even people like my mother that might not necessarily want to sit in the bathtub and listen to Kiss records, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Do you think one day you'll take off all those uniforms and the makeup and just be like, maybe do the same music, but without all that?
Anything is possible, but the basic premise behind Kiss is to entertain and to put on epic proportion size entertainment, and there are no limitations. We'll do whatever we have to do to make sure that when you walk out of the concert hall, you'll say to yourself, wow. So that's possible. It's also possible we'll take growth serums and we'll grow 20 feet tall. Or, I mean, anything is possible. Let me ask you something. Is it possible 50 years from now you're going to be president of the United States? You know, who knows?
I don't think so, because I'm not a citizen of the United States. But it seems that the new album, Love Gun, is certainly, it's getting more and more mature. It seems like maybe you're catering to the same audience, but... You know, there's also the added attraction of an older audience. You also write songs in the group. It seems that most of the people on the group write their own songs. How does it work out? Do you just write on your own, and then you decide, you get together and you say, well, hey, I wrote this song and I think it would...
The way it works, Bobby, is in the beginning, Paul and I used to write together, and Ace would write a tune every once in a while. Peter would write a tune once in a while. At this point, though, we're so prolific. I mean, in terms of output, we know exactly the kinds of tunes that we like to do, that when an album comes around, it's basically a process of elimination. There are so many tunes that we've written by the time each album comes out that we have two or three albums worth of material, and it's just a matter of shifting through the stuff to to find the stuff that best suits the album, because each album has got its own kind of identity.
Mm-hmm. They're not concept albums, but yet they...
Well, sure, each song has got to make sense in terms of the album. As far as theme goes, we've never really gone into a concept album because it always seemed a bit too pompous for us, you know? I mean, we're not really concerned with meaning as much as just straight-ahead rock and roll with a strong beat.
Yeah, but you've got to admit that the change also from album to album is maturity and also...
Sure, I think we're getting better and better.
I think every band, it should be that way or else they're not going to stay around very long.
I certainly hope so. But, I mean, we're not going to turn around and do a 360-degree turn. You know, the next Kiss album is not going to be a country and western album, you know?
Okay. So, in other words, you're doing something that you really feel and that you really believe in. Whoever likes it, fine.
That's really the only... Sure. How else can you, work with your life?
That's right. Good.
It's the only honest premise I think you can work. People that try to cater a little too much, I think, becomes a little obvious. And when you come to see us live in a concert hall, there's nobody that's been forced to clap. You know, you can't fool an audience into thinking that you're having a ball when you're not.
That's for sure.
And the fact that we get three encores every night, and you will see it tonight.
I'd probably be clapping with the rest of them.
It's not pompousness in any way, shape, or form. What I know, what I expect is what I'm going to get, because I know I'm going to put out my best. And everybody in KISS, Paul Stanley, Peter, Chris, Ace Frehley, everybody in the band gives their all, every show, no matter where we are. We've done two shows in Alaska. I mean, so it doesn't really matter where you are, because people all over the place want the same thing. Everybody wants to rock and roll all night and party every day.
And that's exactly what we're going to do tonight at the Montreal Forum. We're going to see KISS and Cheap Trick in first part. And I'd like to thank you very much for calling today.
Thank you, Bobby.
And we'll see you tonight.
And all our love to Montreal.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Gene Simmons.
Bye.